Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you can, put things aside for a few minutes and think about that ticker tape parade for the champions of World Cup soccer, the second cup in a row, fourth cup of the last five, a U.S. dynasty in soccer, a team as dominant as any team in any sport, quick and smart, consummately skilled. If you didn't watch the World Cup final, you missed a spectacular show of soccer power and love and emotion. The ticker tape in the Canyon of Heroes in New York was the latest among hero parades that have honored presidents and Queen Elizabeth, Winston Churchill, Pope Paul II, John Glenn the astronaut, Van Cliburn the pianist, Bobby Jones the golfer, the New York Yankees, and now, for the second time, the U.S. women of the World Cup. And if you haven't heard their message, you sure will, that they have had enough of the blatant, oh so blatant, gender discrimination by the men in charge of soccer. For the women, inadequate medical and support personnel, second-class travel conditions and soccer promotion, sexual and emotional abuse, and, of course, money. The bottom line, basic salary for women in World Cup soccer, $75,000 a year. For men, $100,000. With bonuses and product advertising, women are earning up to $99,000 a year. Men, up to $260,000. Yes, it's true what the men who own soccer say, that man games deliver more revenue than women games, but the women sacrifice, train, and endanger their bodies equally with men, and are committed and talented equally, and are winning the games and the television ratings and profits more than equally. So for sure, women ought to be paid at the very least equally. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.